Well, as the bushfire crisis continues in many parts of the country, calls for the cancellation of Sydney's world-famous fireworks are continuing. More than a million people are expected to head into Sydney's CBD to watch the display tonight, making it one of the biggest nights on the city's calendar. The Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, has addressed those concerns again this morning. Isabel Rowe has been covering the story. So, Isabel, how has Clover Moore responded to these repeated calls to ditch the fireworks tonight?
Well, she's standing firm against calls from people like the New South Wales Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, yesterday, some petitions and what seems to be quite a chorus of people on social media, for example, saying that the fireworks seem inappropriate now, given the circumstances. There are people saying that they sort of feel uncomfortable celebrating in such an obvious way, given the scale of the loss in New South Wales and in other states today. And there are, of course, those who are concerned about safety in a total fire ban. And although we know the Rural Fire Service say it is safe to go ahead. And as for calls to use the money for the fireworks to donate to the Rural Fire Service, Clover Moore says it's much too late for that.
We began preparations and planning for New Year's Eve celebrations 15 months ago, and most of the budget, which largely goes to crowd safety and cleaning measures, has already been allocated. Many people have already flown in and paid for hotels and restaurants. The event generates $130 million for the state's economy, powers our tourism industry, creates jobs and supports countless small businesses.
The Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, speaking earlier today. And Isabel, I understand she used that media conference to put the pressure back on the federal government to respond to climate change concerns. What did she have to say?
Yeah, so the Lord Mayor says the issue here isn't about whether or not fireworks are appropriate, but whether or not we're doing enough to address climate change. She specifically addressed Angus Taylor to lobby for a price on carbon, but she says the reply she got was dismissive.
After we declared a climate emergency at the city, I wrote to the Federal Environment Minister and called on the federal government to take urgent action to reduce emissions by reintroducing a price on carbon. The response I received was an irrational reply from Angus Taylor, deflecting and trivialising this critical issue for which he has the responsibility to take action.
Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore there. So the fireworks are definitely going ahead in Sydney tonight, and Clover Moore is urging people to donate their money to the Rural Fire Service.
Isabel Rowe, thank you.